Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, and what the Bill fans have been waiting for, a championship season, it could be in just the 12th week, decided today. If this field goal is good by Norwood, the Bills win the AFC East.
These 80,000 fans will let everybody know.
It's a 30-yard attempt. Dale Hellestray is the snapper. John Kidd holds. On the way, that's it. Pick is good, and the Bills are champions of the AFC East. And the good times are rolling, starting right now in Buffalo.
Then the goalpost came down. Bills and Jets. Week 12. 1988. They were 11-1. Well, I guess week 13 then. Their 12th game. 9-6 final. Norwood in overtime. Had a caller last segment bring that up as their top memory in the stadium. Kelly in that game, 8 of 18, 115 yards. I mean, they won 9-6. So they get there. They go to 11-1. They win the division for the first time in 8 years. We'll get back to phone calls in one moment. But while I have it pulled up, do you two think you can name in order the list of AFC East titles by who has the most?
Ooh, we've done this, I think, once before, but I forget now. And
who's got the most AFC East titles? Number one.
The Patriots. Patriots.
New England. They have 22.
Yeah.
Who's number two?
Not the Jets.
It's not the Jets.
Is it the Colts?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I know, well, hey.
You'll get to them.
The
though.
Colts are in here.
Yeah, they're in.
I just didn't know where they were. I'm gonna go with the Dolphins.
I feel like Dolphins too.
Dolphins 13, Bills 15.
Oh.
Okay.
The so, Bills right. In the whole history, and this is I think this is including AFL. Yeah, I mean, the AFL East, I guess. Okay. It just goes to the AFC East. The Bills have 15. Miami is third with 13. And then you kind of already got to the fun part of this list, which is who is number four?
The Colts.
The Colts have 6. The New York Jets, meanwhile, have 4.
Wow.
Not only do the Jets not have... I mean, the Colts have not been in the AFC East since they last won it in 99. They haven't been in the division in 20-plus years. Not only are the Jets not fourth, they are 3 division titles away from being fourth.
Right.
How many years is it going to take for the Jets to win 4? To win 3 more?
Oh, do they do it in the next 7 years?
10 I mean, years? This list starts in 1960.
Right.
That's 65 years ago. They only have 4.
Yeah.
So, actually, are they 6th? Because also... Hold on a second here.
Oh, man.
If you go way back into the AFL days, the Houston Oilers
yes.
have 3. They have three, so they missed by one.
It'd be awesome.
So you're lucky, Jets. How about that? Four division championships in 65 years.
It's crazy.
New England 22, Buffalo 15, Miami 13, Jets 4. It's just...
Yeah.
You know, like, the Bills have gone through bad times, obviously, the drought. Miami's gone through bad times. They're currently in a 25-year playoff win drought, right?
Right.
But the Bills have mixed in two eras of dominant football. The Dolphins had one that was a long time ago, but they had it, right?
Yeah.
New England had a long one. The Jets have just not had one.
They've just never been the top dog.
Other than like for like a long period of time. Like Miami was for a decade. New England was for two decades. The Bills right now, I mean, it's going to be
a decade.
I mean, it's seven years right now.
Yeah.
Right? So the Bills had another decade like that. The Jets just have never had more than like 2 years at a time when it's ever happened. That's hilarious. All right, back to the phones. Memories in the stadium. What was your first game? It's the last season at the stadium. It's kind of rolling on, you know, some cool memories that fans have had this morning. Let's go next to Frank in Rochester. What's up, Frank?
Hey, how you doing?
Morning.
So my top memory, it was Bills versus Jaguars, and Flutie was at the helm. Mm-hmm. They're down at the 5-yard line. I'm in the end zone.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Molds gets mauled the play before, and I was mad and threw all my peanuts and shells onto the end zone.
Okay.
Official. So the next play, Flutie bootleg, takes it in from 5. And the cool thing about it, the next week I get my Sports Illustrated, and there's a full page picture of it with Flutie about to step on my peanuts that I threw on the field.
They made it to the field.
So I always remember that one. Made it to the field. Yep, they stay down there for the play.
Okay. Do you have that framed with like the peanuts circled on the cover?
Absolutely.
Love it.
Absolutely laminated. It's always up for our when we do our fantasy football draft.
Love it. Thanks, Frank, for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
Bills and Jaguars 98, 17-16 with the win. The Bills and Jaguars, by the way, 10-10 all time against each other. Exactly 10-10. Although, I think tie goes to Jacksonville because they have won in the playoffs multiple times against the Bills. You know, I was pulling up their history to find that game, and they have a weird history. Like, two losses to the Jaguars with Josh Allen at quarterback, one of which being the ridiculous 9-6 Urban Meyer game, and then that London game. Back to the phones to Bill in North Tonawanda. What's up, Bill?
Good morning. I have a memory that got me my 15 minutes of fame back in November 13th of 2005. I was one of the security guys that worked for law enforcement, and I was in the end zone, the opposite end, well, the scoreboard end, and It was J.P. Lossman threw a touchdown pass against the Kansas City Chiefs. I was security in the end zone, and I got run over as he caught the touchdown pass. Him and Eric Warfield of Kansas City crashed into me, broke my leg, blew out my knee.
Oh.
I had to have surgery. I was out of work for 3 months.
Oh.
And I got, and then the next day, when they.
Billy still there?
Chris.
Oh, go
ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Chris Berman said my name on national television as he described what happened. And Bud Carpenter was the trainer. He worked on me in the end zone.
Yeah.
And as I was going off on the golf cart, the guy in the paramedic says, why don't you give the people a thumbs up? I give a hands up, and I had 70,000 people cheering for it.
That's okay, at least you got that. That's pretty cool. Although,
and then I got invited 2 weeks later to the Carolina game. Got to sit in the press box.
Nice.
Got to meet Ralph Wilson and his wife, and then I got an autographed football from Lee Evans and lost. So.
Nice. Well, at least you got that out of it. Whenever you're watching a game and you see either someone from security or like an audio person on the sidelines getting run over by a player, you I feel like would have obviously a greater appreciation for how hard that person is getting hit than all of us who just see them get picked up right after.
Well, let me tell you, I broke my leg and I blew out the knee, so it wasn't like I said, I was out of work for 3 months because I had to have surgery on the knee, and then
yeah.
You know, I was in a boot for almost a month and a half. So, but
it was
different. And again, everybody, even to this day, almost it'll be 20 years this year, still remember it. So,
all right. I'm glad you got something out of it, Bill. Thanks for the call. I do. The last year this happened, right? Didn't Dawson Knox catch a ball and run to the sideline and just blast somebody that was on the sidelines?
Yeah.
By accident, of course.
I think he did. I remember, maybe this is wrong and I'm just applying this onto him, but what's the Tennessee quarterback? Will Levis.
Will Levis.
Didn't he demolish like a camera guy last year too?
Think so. Those camera guys, those security, those audio guys, like they are, the security guys maybe more so because their backs are turned.
Yeah.
Right? So that's how you get an awkward injury like that. At least if you're, you know, the camera person, you see it coming.
You can brace. Yeah.
There might be only so much bracing you could do for when, you know, Will Levis and Dawson Knox, you got 250-pound football players in full equipment coming at you at full speed.
Big men.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you're on hold, we'll try to get to you coming up. We got Joe Marino coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get into some Bills training camp storylines. We're now less than 2 weeks away. Joe DiBiase, Owen Parker, Josh Schmidt hanging out on a beautiful Thursday here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.